Thanks for joining me this week on iHeartRadio on the Tech of Sports, and joined by two of the greatest competitors ever on the CBS Amazing Race series, long running, one of the longest running shows on television now, guys. Lulu and Lala, season 33, which seems like it's been going on forever. And thanks for coming on, you guys. Yeah, no thanks is right, but does that kind of play into kind of the strategy a little bit, guys, of kind of what's going on? I know everyone's looking for an edge and an advantage like we are in sports. How does that affect how you guys approach it?
Well, it definitely was an advantage that the season had to be stopped, and then we had 19 months before the race picked up again, so we had a little taste of what the race was going to be like, so we definitely took advantage of the 19 months and really had more time to prepare ourselves. So in a competitive field, that's always a plus.
Yeah, I've been watching the show since season one. I'm one of the diehards. I mean, you guys, do you have to work out and get in shape before? I mean, how demanding physically? I know it's mentally draining, but and you guys are in pretty good shape. You know, how physically demanding, and how does it affect how you prepare for the show?
It's definitely very physically challenging. It is mentally challenging, I think, a little bit more because of the anxiety that you get, because you really don't know what you're going to be doing. But physically, you have to have a lot of stamina. You got to be strong because you don't know what you're going to be climbing. And a lot of running and hiking, which I don't think Lala and I really expected that we were going to do so much of it. So, yeah, that's definitely something that if anyone's trying to get onto the Amazing Race, definitely up your cardio. The cardio and your strength. I mean, I don't think you could ever physically prepare for the Amazing Race because it is hard. But if you think that you could just, wing it, and you think you're in good shape, no, it's not going to work out yet.
Guys, I'm exhausted just watching the show, so I can just imagine, you know, and it gets all compact into an hour, but these are days and days of competing, and so, I mean, it's what we're seeing is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I mean, the days really were really long days. We're up by like 4 a.m, and it's continuous racing the entire day, and sometimes it even turns night before you even get to a pit stop. And throughout that time, you're barely eating because you don't want to waste time on that. You're holding it in if you have to go use the bathroom, because again, you don't want to waste time on stopping. And they do cut a lot out because they do have to condense it to an hour. But yeah, there is a lot of things that you don't see that, unfortunately, you know, you have to fit an hour of it. A lot of breakdowns, I want to say.
No, not you guys. We're with Lulu and Lala from CBS Amazing Race. But there's also a lot of downtime and waiting probably, too, that we don't see.
Yes, there is a lot of downtime. And especially coming back to the season, we have to get tested for COVID every other day. Mm. So that actually added to the anxiety, because it's another day of waiting, another day of wondering, what are we doing? Where are we going? Where are we? Yeah, and you're locked up in a room. I mean, you're in the hotel room, and you don't have a cell phone. It's very limited to what they allow you to watch, because they don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, so sometimes there was only like 2 channels on the television, and probably not in the language, not in English, or you can't even understand what's happening. And then you don't have the access to roam around the hotel, go down to the restaurants or whatnot, because of course they were keeping us safe because of COVID.
Right.
So that adds a lot. You know, your mind starts wondering, and that's a whole other, you're competing with yourself really inside that hotel room.
Yeah, my favorite team this season on the Amazing Race, Lulu and Lala. They're twins, they're radio hosts, and they're making everything interesting, including we get to see all the challenges each week, but everybody's talking about the driving the stick shift, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Do not underestimate the stick shift driving. About 4 weeks worth of stick shift driving. Not enough, because you never know what hill or what, you know, speed bump. It's just very challenging. And then especially in
in Scotland where it's 6 hours driving and you drive on the opposite side of the street. Very confusing, very stressful. And of course, you're responsible for the people inside the car. So you have a lot of pressure on you. Yeah. And also reading the map, you know, we're all very spoiled with GPS nowadays.
Yeah.
We don't have that privilege on the Amazing Race. So trying to read a map was a little challenging for us because we're like, what is this? Kind of felt stupid sometimes. Like, yeah. How do I not know how to read this? You appreciate the small things after you've gone through the Amazing Race.
Yeah, I hear that clutch is still smoking in that car. So good job, guys. Relationships and you know, communication is key in the show. What have you guys learned about that and yourselves as the show progressed?
We definitely learned a lot because we do work together, we live together, we're sisters, but we realize even though we're communicating, we're not really listening to one another. And I think the Amazing Race really opened their eyes, especially being able to even watch it back now, seeing, wow, why was I such a bitch to you? Or why did I not listen? Like, I'm clearly not listening to what you're saying, and I'm just brushing off what you're feeling and everything. And, you know, it's a lesson to be learned. It actually brought us closer than what we already are, but it gave me a different respect for my twin sister, Lala, and vice versa, because, you know, for so long we've been together, you know, ever since the womb. And now it's a different dynamic. I realize listening and communicating is very important. And not making each other feel bad. We tend to do that as humans, and we don't even realize it.
Yeah, we saw a couple little squabbles. We saw some eye rolling. No major blow-ups, it looks like. But
they didn't show it.
Oh, that's what I want to see, guys. We got to look at the outtakes. So, be a Cuban Salvadorian, very unique combo. A lot of passion, a lot of fire, and competitiveness. You guys.
Yes, yes, very competitive. I think all the teammates, all the castmates were really competitive, and a lot of them were very well prepared. But you know, we held our ground, and you'll see on Wednesday, you know, it's a new episode, and we're excited for everyone to watch.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for coming on, you guys. A great season of The Amazing Race. It'll be over at some point. I don't know when, but it's been going on for almost 2 years, and no better competitors than Lulu and Lala. And guys, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.